won't wait. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
That was a classic.
Definitely. That's definitely one of the records that's on our Wake and Bake playlist, as well as the Smoking and Swerving playlist. You know what I'm saying? So we got the playlist popping. You can go check those out on kjandchill.com. Just click on the tab that says playlist. Whether you're a Spotify or Apple Music user, it'll open up in whatever app that you click on the link for. We're going to try to come out with some more curated playlists, but we definitely want to create the ultimate smoking playlist. I think good playlisting is something that comes over time. Like, at first when I was approaching it, I tried to go figure out all the songs that I wanted to put on this ultimate playlist to start with. But I was trying to start too high, to where it's like, you know what? Let me get a good 20.
You know what's my go-to?
What's your go-to?
I got a great go-to.
All right.
My go-to is Cushion Orange Juice.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. That's definitely a classic. That's definitely a classic.
You gotta go that route.
Yeah.
Every time.
And let the whole thing run.
Yeah. We're gonna have to play that this episode, you know what I'm saying? Now we were just having a Wiz conversation the other day where there are some classic Wiz records, right?
Okay.
Like from classic Wiz time that I love. And then there's records that Wiz has put out since then that for some reason haven't seemed to hit the mark for me and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But Wiz always got Sneaky Jones on his albums. Like Taylor Allardyce. I thought Taylor Allardyce was some bullshit at first.
Right.
So I really listened to it.
Yeah, and we talking recent though.
But like, you know what? But with him saying that does bring up a point to where maybe I should go back and listen to some of this recent Wiz over again, because I'm not going to lie, I listened to a couple of the records that the industry or that like the media tried to push onto me. Like, this is the new Wiz record, right?
Right.
And I didn't like that record, so I might not have went and listened to a bunch of other joints that maybe there was something like in there I was going to fuck with.
As real, a Wiz real fan, rich, bro. Real Rich is the most recent Wiz joint.
Yeah.
Real Rich with Gucci Man, that's a banger.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, see, the features be okay. Depending on who he do the feature with. But Wiz don't do it for me no more, man.
Wiz definitely faded off.
So our new year is in January, obviously. The Chinese New Year isn't until February 12th. The only reason why I'm bringing this up, because I thought it was funny as fuck when I just happened to look up randomly. I don't know why. I was at work. There was something going on. Some conversation happened. Something made me go on Google, look up Chinese New Year. I seen the year 2020 was dubbed the year of the rat. So you know how in Chinese New Year they have like a different animal for like every year and whatnot. Boom. So 2020 happened to be year of the rat. And I said, well, that's fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because there is this rat, you know what I'm saying, that happened to pop up and shit, you know what I'm saying, and started to try to shake some shit up in 2020 after Corona and all that. So I looked at what the next year was, and 2021 is year of the ox. So if Rainbow Lacefront, who is the rat, you know what I'm saying, had his year that he had for 2020, his moment, his little situation, year of the rat, it's fitting, right? If that was the prediction for that, what do you predict year of the ox being?
What do an ox?
But it has to be related to a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now relate year of the ox to who you think would fit that prophecy and make it true. Seeing that,
what do an ox Rainbow represent?
I don't know. An ox is strong. Strength. Something strong. That means a strong year. You know what I'm saying?
Meek?
Okay.
I'm going to go with 50.
Okay. See, these is on two different wavelengths, too, yo.
50?
Yeah.
To have a hot year?
I mean, other
he's
than
not
music,
talking music wise. Yeah. He's talking probably television wise, yeah, and that and that tracks because the Black Mafia fam joint should be coming out. He got another show that's
in
the works.
TV shows coming out.
Yeah.
Meek on TV right now too. The Charm City Kings.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That joint just dropped. Shout out to Meek.
We gotta see that.
Right. So I don't know. You said Meek. You said 50. Yeah, the Ox. I would say either Meek or I think Drake's gonna have a strong year.
Drake.
I think he's gonna, but I think it's gonna be a different type of strong year because of the situation that he's in right now deal-wise. And the way how they have this shit structured, a little calculated shit with Nike, the Nike commercial that they put out with him and Young Dirk, you know what I'm saying? Lil Dirk, yeah. The fucking Nike commercial they put out with Odell and them running around and shit and Marshawn Lynch, you know what I'm saying, telling jokes. Like, I think he's going to have a strong year. I think the year is going to be different than the strong years we've seen from him before. I think that he can level up. Whatever the next little chip is, he can hit that next little chip.
I don't think there's much for him to do.
I think there is.
Like what?
I can't give out a list right now. You know what I'm saying?
Besides be a major independent label.
Yeah, that's the accolade right there.
Drake is already the biggest artist of our generation.
Of period ever.
Yeah.
Like Drake has more number ones than
Michael
Jackson.
But let's keep it real. I mean, all right, so we got Dart Lane demo tapes. We had the other little project we put out. We had maybe like a 2-pack, you know what I'm saying? And then some random features here and there. Yes, that is a lot of music. And y'all know I'm a big Drake fan, so I'm not hating on him. But the last album, outside of the major big singles that came out with that, Drake kind of hit a point where we already considered him the biggest artist of this generation. So then we kind of let it coast through that. He had a little coast period that we didn't really acknowledge because there was enough to keep us going. Like, he had like 4 or 5 bangers on that joint, right? So it was cool about the 6 or 7 mediocre joints, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then when we looked at the total project right there, yeah, we let it coast and Drake be this guy right here because he is, and there isn't any.
Them projects should be held there from Take Care to Scorpion.
I think Scorpion was more than needed to be there. Maybe that's the problem. I think there was more songs that needed to be there.
Nah, because think about it. He ain't put out an album a year and a half before then. And then put out an album a year and a half after that. And he probably knew that's how he was going to do it.
All right, so, let me ask you a question. Does Drake have a classic album?
All of them.
Of course, right? No. So the classic album is which one?
Not all of them. Not all of them at all, bro. Take Care is a classic. All
right, so Nothing Was the Same is classic.
The closest
So Far Gone is a classic.
Bro.
Take Care is a classic, bro. We gotta do it this way.
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Take Care is a classic, bro.
Yo, right? Take Care is a classic. But listen, so far gone.
No, the closest to Take Care, bro, is Nothing Was the Same.
No, son.
Yes.
I'll put So Far Gone before Take Care. And So Far Gone was a mixtape before.
All right, so let's say you're taking So Far Gone as the classic.
Right.
You're taking Take Care as the classic, right?
Right.
Boom. What I'm saying is, do you think that Drake is due for another classic, in your opinion of what his classic is?
You think every time out that he's
hit you with a classic.
All of them.
You think
because Scorpion has the most number ones. You know what I'm trying to say.
You know that I like those records. The records you're talking about are the ones I go back and listen to.
Isn't
on Scorpion
a 2-part CD?
Yeah, and then there's maybe
what's the
two? It is. Scorpion
is.
And then there's maybe 3 other songs on there that I go listen to that weren't big singles,
listen
right?
To that whole CD.
Of course I could, because it's Drake. That's the thing about it.
Exactly.
I could go listen to any Drake album all the way through, but if I want to go listen to a particular song, once I start realizing how many songs I skip on the last Drake album, I realized that that album wasn't as great as
you're not really listening. You're not really listening. You're not really listening then. Because it's songs on that last album that might have not been singles.
Look, I don't go for the singles.
You already know.
I always like the songs.
But if you listen to the song, just like on the demo tape, the last joint.
Right, listen. I didn't count that. Remember, I started this whole thing out with saying, minus Dark Lane demo tapes, minus the joints that weren't official albums. Because, of course, yeah, Dark Lane demo tapes.
I mean, at this point, everything he done put out is considered an official album. That's considered an official album. All
right.
That's considered an official album.
All right, we'll let that go. So, pro tip, when it's your turn, you gotta kind of be silent to keep the pace of the cipher going. Mm-hmm. What I mean is that it's not about, all right, there's two different situations. When it's just you and your homeboy and you're one-on-one, it's a two-person, two-way conversation, right?
Right.
It's easy for y'all to keep the flow of the conversation going along with the flow of the cipher going because it's just ping pong. It's back and forth, right? That's easy. I'm talking about a situation where we got three or four people in a group conversation where everybody's participating in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your turn to roll the smoke the blunt.
Mm.
And you also feel as though that right now is the time that you need to get your point into a conversation that you don't have to rush it because everybody's in the conversation. Like, we're all talking, you know what I'm saying? But now you got the blunt. You should just hit the blunt and not talk and let the other three niggas in the circle continue the conversation until you pass it. That way, you know what I'm saying? That way the conversation goes. Otherwise, the conversation starts to die off because everybody's looking at you wondering, when is you going to pass the fucking blunt? You know what I'm saying? Because we're all clocking it at some point in time.
I hit my shit three times. You better chill out. Because I am that nigga. I would wait to get the blunt to explain what the fuck I got, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because you got to hit the blunt the one time.
You feel me?
So then, you know what I'm saying? You got to hit it the one time to start the story out. You know what I mean?
Then I got
to
relight it. You feel me? Then I, you feel me? That's how it go.
All right.
Because I got her. Because I got her.
Hold up, people. Before, I got to put out a discretion.
Okay.
Please excuse all of our faces right now. As you can see, we have very many different reads in front of us. And we are very, for lack of better words, stoned.
All right.
So, excuse our faces.
Yeah. All
right, go ahead.
It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, niggas as high as a bitch. All right, stoner confession.
Sam, wake up.
One time in the summer, I needed some buds. So like anyone else in my situation would do, I decided to text my then dealer. We don't use that word. We call them curators. Well, then he said that he didn't have any, but he had some friends that could stop by while I was blah, 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 blah. Anyways, he ended up getting some weed.
Okay.
So while this was happening, his mom was at work. His dad was at the vet with his dog. Wasn't going to be back until 5. His house isn't too far away, so he bought some buds, smoked some with his dealer, then he left. His cultivator, curator. All right. He says to himself, how weird would it be if my dad happened to drive past me? Long story short, his dad drives past him. The reason why it was weird is because he doesn't even like to ride his bike like that. Like, he's obviously a person that doesn't exercise or anything like that. So for his dad to see him riding his bike a half a mile away from his house, it seemed to be strange. So he decided to cover it up by yelling after his dad asked him, hey,
Hold up, bro. Sam, wake up. You on camera, man.
Yeah, but see, I'm just stuck. You making it hot every time you say Sam wake up. You don't gotta do that.
Oh, I ain't gotta do that. Nigga, you wanna keep nodding the fuck off, nigga. What you mean? I ain't stuck. Stuck means you don't move at all. Sleep is you not in the motherfucking no.
My neck.
My back.
My neck taking a break.
My neck and my back. All right, go ahead. My fault.
All right. His dad asks him if he wants a ride. He says no. Then he's thinking he's all paranoid. So he yells up the street, I'm exercising. And then, I don't know, he thinks he covered it up. I'm guessing that what this story tells me is Have you ever had a situation where you've gone through some different lengths to try to avoid being detected that you was high? That's what it seems like that he was doing.
After a certain point, probably like 17, I stopped giving a fuck. So at that point, I was coming to the house high anyway.
All right.
But before that, I never got caught because me and my peoples, we had shit like clockwork.
Right.
You got to ask, bro, when I used to have people, even older and me living in my mother's house, and I used to have people over, everything was clockwork. I knew what time she was coming home. I knew what time, how much time I had to do whatever I had to do.
Right.
You feel me? When me and bro was telling the story earlier about, you feel me? I knew what time my mom was coming home. So, nigga, we boop, bop, beep. And we was out of there, you feel me? By the time she came home, we was in his car around the corner somewhere. like I ain't never got caught, but I ain't never. I can tell you this. The person that I tried to hide, but you can never hide, I don't care who you are, is grandma. You can never hide the fact that.
Oh, nah. My grandma always, she always knew. Visine, some way, somehow, she always knew,
Smells on, and grandma puts the everything together, and she knows.
My grandma only knew because I used to go in the store and buy incense. So she was like, oh, you about to smoke an incense, and you about to smoke in my basement, huh?
That's fucked up. But nah, my grandma, yeah, she used to be on it back in the day.
All right.
This is higher learning.
All right, so we're at step three of our, eight-step little kit, little plan that we got to help you guys with your growing your own strain. This week, we're going on about giving your plants the right amount of air. They need air to survive. That's natural for any plant. Carbon dioxide is essential to the process of photosynthesis, and photosynthesis is necessary when it comes to any plant vegetation growing, okay?
I learned that before.
Right. It's something that we all learn in school,
We know that word.
We know that word.
Nobody know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. I was having trouble pronouncing it just now.
Photosynthesis. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Photosynthesis.
You got to slow down at that T-H-Y.
So this means that you're going to need a steady stream of air flowing through your grow room. So you're going to need an exhaust fan placed somewhere near the top of the room to remove the warmer air, and a filtered air inlet on the opposite side near the floor. Now, obviously, everyone is not going to have a sophisticated system like this, but you do want to know that the air control quality in whatever your grow room is going to help with the quality of the buds that are produced by it.
So I shouldn't say nothing.
We're gonna roll up and catch a vibe.
So, get the fuck up.
Yo, I'm tripping.
I ain't wanna make it hot though.
Trey is stupid.
Yo.
Let's see. Air. You need to ensure that the temperatures remain to a comfortable range for the plants, between 70 and 85 degrees when the lights are on, and between 50 and 70 degrees when they are off. This is in Fahrenheit. If you get one of the grow boxes, or you get one of the tent suggestions that I was talking about, one of those little children's tents, or like maybe a pet's tent, or something that's small that you can put inside of your closet, you can maybe rig up an inlet and an outlet for your air and your exhaust and stuff like that. But if not, then a closet that has one of the air vents that's already in your house set up in there would probably suffice. You know what I'm saying? The main thing is just making sure that you're setting it up in a room where you can keep the temperature controlled, or at least the temperature isn't liable to rise or drop too much in there. Closets are always pretty, really good for that. So like I said, we're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to talk about this orange creamsicle and this classic Jack, which I'm excited to smoke on Higher Learning. Creamsicle. Mm-hmm. This comes from West Coast Trading Co. It's a sativa dominant hybrid, 25.9% THC. You can find out about more of their products at westcoasttradingco.com. This is definitely a euphoric strain. It's good for stress and anxiety. It's something that someone like me, I always seem to gravitate towards the sativa dominant hybrids, yeah, just because
I'm definitely a sativa man.
Right, because I like to smoke a lot of weed, and I'm also a very busy person. You know right. what I'm saying? So I'm always doing something, and I need to make
you
sure that
fall asleep regardless.
Yeah, nah, I'm not. Nah.
Trust me, I've seen it.
I mean, yeah, it depends on the environment. It depends on the environment and the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, in certain environments, yeah. Like, especially when I'm at home or whatever, yeah. I sleep a lot more than when I'm on the road. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm on the road right now. I definitely haven't slept as much as I normally would sleep.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't. Okay. Usually you got like three of them a day.
Right.
Three naps a day.
Yeah. All right, so Orange Creamsicle is a cross of Orange Crush and Juicy Fruit. It has like a little bit of like, there's a little light sense of berry flavor in there, yeah, but it doesn't overpower the citrusy of the orange and vanilla. And it's really bright, it's uplifting. Right. It's a great smoke for daytime smokers. Like I said, anybody who's going through stress, this is definitely one of them joints that's going to relax you down, but you're still going to be able to do what you got to do for the day. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be sunk into the couch. So that was a good pickup. West Coast Trading Co. is the cultivator. I picked it up from the Artistry. The Artistry is definitely a dope dispensary. Not only one thing that I like about it, I mentioned it before on season one of Higher Learning, but I like the fact that they have like a little room in there where mm-hmm. you can buy clones mm-hmm. if you wanted to start growing weed. So like a lot of the stuff that I've been telling people about seed selection and all that stuff like that, in reality, you can skip a lot of those steps and go straight to getting ready to grow if you stop past a place like the Artistry and just grab a clone. At that point in time, it's just the same process as if you grabbed the plant from the plant store or from Walmart or from wherever you went and bought a plant from.
All you gotta do is put it in the ground and water, basically.
Right. Now, you still would want to follow the rest of the steps that I'm going to give you over the rest of this season. But you could just start with, like, a Blue Dream and just grow some Blue Dream.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like the stem is already growing out the root.
Yeah, and see if you can get a stable strain. You know what I'm saying? That way you can get used to the process of the flowering and everything that you have to do afterwards, because the harvesting is a whole nother animal on top of the growing. You know what I'm saying? Like the trimming, the curing, and different stuff like that. And speaking of all of that process that goes into it is our other strain, which is Classic Jack. Mm-hmm. By The Source. Now, this one was a 33% THC content. It's also a sativa. And The Source Cannabis is one of those companies that takes a lot of pride in hands-on everything. Like, all of their bud is hand-trimmed, and you could tell by looking at the bag appeal is what I call it. Even though a lot of this bud is calling it in jar, I guess we'll call it jar appeal. But if you just look at the nugs as this close-up that you can see of this Classic Jack right here, I mean, you could tell that a machine didn't touch this. You know what I'm saying? Mm. This was cut so it looks pretty like this. They wanted it to look like this. Right. And this shit is iced out in motherfucking Keith and shit. You know what I'm saying? The trichomes is crazy. You know what I'm saying? It has like an initial hit you where you get that jolt of peppiness. Like you're up. You know what I'm saying? And then it gives you a body high, but it's a lot more mental, but uplifting. It's one of those ones that'll calm your nerves, but it doesn't sink you into the couch. And smoking this right after smoking some of the orange creamsicle was a perfect combination. You know what I'm saying? Especially for us to be recording an episode at going on 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? At the time that we're recording.
West Coast time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
that's 5 o'clock. Right. Where we from?
That's a testament to these strains right here. Right. So shout outs to them.
Yeah.
All right. So high thought.
Mm-hmm.
What do people say that makes you instantly know that they're full of shit? Like, what is that trigger word, that trigger phrase for you, to where it's like, okay, I know that everything that this guy says after this phrase is fucking cap, all bullshit.
Let me tell you something. That nigga said, "Let me tell you something." You know a nigga about the cap real quick, or when I was your age. You feel me? You know the old
age.
When the old age come, man, when I was your age, man, I used to nigga, nah, hell no. What else?
When somebody tried to tell you about something that happens in like another city, like somewhere where they, you know, that they ain't been before, right? Uh-huh. But they started out with like, yeah, cause bro, I'm my cousin in them way, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
where my cousin from?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Where I got family out there.
Yeah, where I got family. Yeah, it's usually followed by something that you're trying to validate.
Nah, this how it go. This how it go.
Yeah,
you be like, man, where you from? Man, I ain't from no, but my cousin live out there. I've been out there a couple of times.
I've been out there a couple of times.
I spent the night. Where you from, man? I'm from the valley. You feel me? My cousin live in L.A., though. My auntie used to come get me all the time. Yeah, nigga, you capping.
Nigga started sitting out with, well.
Yeah, well.
Followed by a bunch of bullshit.
Or when a nigga say what he gotta say, then he be like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, no, I don't know what
don't know what you saying.
What the fuck you saying,
girl? Yeah, but your ass is real hype right now, and I'm not sure how to take it, so I'm just gonna let you live, you know what I'm saying? But like, nah, I don't know what you saying at all. You know what I'm saying? So high thought.
Okay.
What's your best like dodge the bullet story? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you met a girl, thought you liked her. Later down the line, you realize that you won by not getting her. You know what I'm saying?
Never dodged a bullet.
You never dodged a bullet? Oh, so you caught all the bullets, you 50 Cent?
And I'm still here. He tried to take me out. What did he say? Homo got shot 3 years later. Yeah, something
this
like
nigga
that.
Almost 30 Cent, yo. Yeah, this nigga is almost 30 Cent.
You
yeah.
trying to take me out? Hey, how you going? I ain't gonna say I ain't dodged no bullets.
Dodged bullets.
I got some crazy ones, but I dodged a lot more crazy ones. Like, it could have been a lot worse for me. Yeah, I definitely dodged. The story I was telling you about earlier.
Look,
that was a crazy one.
There's a woman
who
shall not be named.
Of course not.
Who, at one point in time, I really wanted her. And she would not give me no play. And then one day, I was in a situation where it wasn't smart for me to entertain other women, right?
Right.
And that's when she decided she was going to give me an in. And I was like, oh, I was at the crossroads, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I turned it down, right?
Oh, shit.
And She ended up with this other nigga, and I seen it on social media and seen them all together, and I was mad about it. And that shit was pissing me off, looking at their pictures together, all their little fucking bagel shit and all that fucking bullshit. I mean, look at this fucking cute shit, fucking bullshit, right? So later on down the line, this bitch is currently in jail.
Oh shit. For what?
Because
she killed the nigga.
No. He lived.
She shot a nigga.
She hit the shit out of that nigga with the car though.
Of course she did.
So
of course she
the
did.
The reason why
you died
was because he happened to have been talking to another girl on social media. Now this is just bits and pieces of information that I just got from like random people who are mutual people who know us, right? And fucking basically he really wasn't doing nothing. It was all innocent. But she just like crazy flip, little switch,
it's happened to me.
I
know.
I've already been tased before by an ex. So I'm glad that I got to dodge the bullet of being hit by car.
Let me ask you this. Do you think you're a bullet?
Yeah. In some ways, I am a bullet. I am a bullet.
Do bitches look at you like, whew, I'm glad I dodged that bullet.
There are a couple. You know what's funny right now? There are a couple who I know for a fact. I know for a fact listen to this show. If they don't listen to this show, they listen to us, not just me. I know for a fact that they are listeners, or at least that they're following me on social media. I'm going to make this a clip and definitely share it as a clip by itself because... I am a bullet that they dodged.
Man.
Well, they kind of dodged it. I grazed them. grazed a couple of bitches, yo.
Listen, even my big mothers think they dodged the bullet just because we not together no more. Fuck the baby. You feel me? Like, all of them, they love the baby, love the kid. You feel me? No regrets. But they be like, nigga, us being together? Oh, I'm so glad. We is not together. I'm like, girl, I'm the best thing that ever happened.
Anyone knows crazy? Nowadays, I'm a bullet because of my ambition, right? Back then, I was a bullet because I was just
Let me ask you this.
I just ran around with fucking shit.
What created this motivation?
All right, so here's the thing.
Hold up, but was it a woman driven motivation?
No. This ambition is not a woman driven ambition. However, there is a part of me that wants to relish in the success of what I'm trying to do because part of me wants to show particular women
of course
I told you know what I'm saying. Everybody has that little part of them, you know what I'm saying. But no, the reason why I'm a bullet is that the ambition of mine will cause me to choose A, B, and C over you, and I've learned over time that I can't be that honest when I meet you and tell you these things.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you that, you know, being with me means that I may want to pack up and move to wherever at some point in time for some particular reason because I think that's the next step that I have to do to succeed in a certain way, right? And if we're together, you got to be ready to do that. Now, if you would have to struggle with that for whatever reason, whether it be your family or what you're used to or children that you've had in relationships before you got with me and these other things, right? Then I'm telling you right now that this is probably not a good fit. I'm a bullet for that reason because I learned that I can't tell you that because only half of y'all are understanding enough to roll with it. Right. So I be like killing myself on half the bitches that I meet and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I be telling them the truth.
Right.
So now I started omitting the truth. I haven't been lying, but I started omitting some of the truth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Haven't been so forthcoming, you know what I'm saying? I'm a bullet in disguise.
Well, mine's is a little different.
Okay.
Mine's is, see, it was once upon a time where I was not so ambitious, and I was ready to settle for a more settled life.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, wife, kid, job, bills, live life. Uh-huh. You get what I'm saying? My motivation comes from, she left me. You feel me? And I guess the non-belief in me, you get her not believing in me, you get what I'm saying, made me want to succeed in more, something more, you feel me?
Right.
Mean more to, I guess, everybody, you get what I'm saying, mean something to everybody. So I just so happened to stumble upon situations to lead me down a certain path, and you feel me? Then my second situation, I'm not going to say she didn't believe in me. She supported me, but didn't want no parts of it. You feel
right,
me?
It's right.
Like, go ahead. Do what you do. From over there. You
get from what over there.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, good job. Yeah, yeah. From over there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Find yourself. Become a better person.
Yeah.
On that bitch couch.
You get what I'm saying? So then it got a little bit more of, this gotta happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or this, the things that I'm trying to do, like you said, it becomes what's the word I'm looking for? I can never think of words, man. Anyway, you become consumed by it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And yeah, that's the journey we've kind of been on together, you know what I'm saying, for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
You came in during the period to where I was on a search for something, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we kind of like stumbled upon this thing together. It didn't start off as this per se.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what a journey is, you know what I'm saying? That's what roads lead you down. So, I think I'm a bullet because I never been in, let me choose my words correctly, a correct situation.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I never been to where, all right, boy and girl meet, they date, you feel me, they go out, you feel me? Get married, have kids, live life. You feel me? Mine's been quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite, you feel me? Quite the contrary. And so, you're the segue king, too. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I haven't learned the correct way. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think anybody that's, and especially in these day and age, is very little women that's willing to take that risk.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Of, okay, since he don't know the correct way of dealing with this situation, am I going to get hurt? Or am I going to be another whatever? You feel me? Instead of teaching me. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, yes, I need somebody that's going to come in and teach me the correct way to love. Plain and simple.
Yeah, and I need you guys to sound off in the comments if you think you're a bullet. You know what I'm saying? Because that was an interesting question that Trey came up with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everybody talks about dodging a bullet, but I've never quite asked myself if I was a bullet before. And after asking myself, think about the conversation we just had just now. All right, so before we get into some munchies, high thought. Speaking of doing things the right way, all right, this is what I call the second message question, right?
Right.
It's like this. You meet a person on the internet, like on social media, slide into the DM. You message them, they respond back. It's message one. Second message, you say something, And then you say something slick, right? Boom. Mm-hmm. She say something back, like she feeling it. Mm-hmm. Now, we're at the second message part right now. Mm-hmm. When, after this point in time, are you supposed to ask to meet up in person?
Oh, that all depends on what you say and how she reply.
Well, what is the standard?
If you go all the way X-rated, and she replies and it's a good reply, then your next message is definitely
all right. Where you how at. Do you send do it? How do you Addy. Do it without going all the way X-rated? All
right, so boom. All right, boom. Hit shorty up. How you doing, miss? Da da da. She reply, I'm good. Da da da.
Message one, cool.
You feel me? Second message, like, damn, I was thinking about. All right, I'm gonna be a little explicit, but
this is how I go. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I wanted you to come sit on my face.
Oh, all right, so you giving it up like that?
If we gonna go all the way,
all right,
because psychologically, women don't want to hear something that pleasure you.
Yeah,
they don't want to hear you. I want to fuck you, or right, they want to hear something that benefits them.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying? What's the freakiest benefit? Thing that benefits them is, yeah. Now, I'm not saying that you necessarily have to do it.
But it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
Okay.
Now, their mind is intrigued.
I follow you.
You feel me? Now, depending on what the next message is if she's with it, she's either.
Oh, yeah, she's with it. And, of course, now, after second message, you can ask to meet up. Okay, right.
You get what I'm
so
saying?
I get you saying why it all
so,
depends on.
Yeah. Right.
All
right,
cool.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
Smoking dope.
All right, so I'm going to give you two recipes today. One of them is for what's called the Ice Dragon Tincture. Now, this is another infusion that you can use to infuse any beverage with THC. I've taught you guys how to make tinctures before in season one, but this is a different strategy that uses your freezer. So all you really need is two mason jars with plastic lids. You need some decarbed weed. You need enough 80 proof plus alcohol to cover your cannabis. So Everclear and things like this are really popular for use.
Everclear?
But yeah, you need.
They still make that?
Yeah. Stuff like that. You can find it at certain liquor stores. God. Yeah, you can find it at
like
certain.
Everclear Moonshine.
Yeah.
151.
Not 151. We're talking about, like, what is it, 180 proof or something like that?
What, 151?
What, we're not talking about Bacardi 151. I'm talking about, like, Everclear.
I know. I'm just saying all of those go in the same category.
You really want some type of pure, as pure of grain alcohol as you can find is what you want to make this tincture with. But at least something. No, but that's the thing. You're thinking about drinking it. You're not drinking this alcohol.
What you doing?
I'm going to explain it.
Okay,
You're going to use it to extract the THC. Okay. So that's why the proof level needs to be over 80 proof, because remember, THC isn't soluble in water. Mm-hmm. All right? So what you want to do is you place the decarb weed and the alcohol in the freezer separately, allowing them to get really cold to help with the trichomes not to break off when you make your tincture. So you want to wait about 60 minutes with the weed and the alcohol in the freezer separately getting cold for like an hour. Then you take the frozen weed and you put it into the mason jar and pour the alcohol to cover all the weed. Put the lid on the mason jar and shake it for maybe like about 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? You want to get a good shake going with the weed being shooken around inside this alcohol. Then you want to take the mason jar and place it in the coldest part of the freezer. That's usually in the back part of the freezer. Uh-huh. And then every 3 to 5 hours, you want to shake it again. Take it out and just shake it. Uh-huh. Put it back in the freezer. Let it sit for about 5 hours. Take it out and just shake it. You want to do this for probably a whole day. If you do this for maybe about 3 to 5 days, the more you do it, the more potent the tincture is. And you've basically infused this alcohol with all the THC in the weed without having to use any heat and without having to use the stove. And then you take this, you strain the weed out, and then you take the tincture in like an eyedropper. Now you can take like a few drops of this, boom, 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 and put it inside of like a lemonade or something like that. You're not going to taste the grain alcohol like that. You're not going to, it's not going to be strong because the tincture is meant to be used lightly.
Right.
So you put a little bit of this tincture inside of a drink. Now it's infused. This drink could get you high now.
And drunk.
Well, no, you can put it in a non-alcoholic beverage, which is what the next recipe is, which is a hippie highball. Now, you can make this using cannabis-infused honey, and as well as using this tincture that I just taught you guys how to make. So you set your tincture up. You made your can of honey because you already know how to make that. You know what I'm saying? Just like you know how to make a can of butter. So you take an ice ball mold. You guys can get this from most grocery stores or a bunch of different liquor stores. You know what I'm saying? Walmart sells them because ice balls are something that are made. Certain fancy bars serve them, but you can buy these molds at the store to make them at home. You can take some fruit slices. They don't have to be strawberry slices. Mango slices are very useful just because if you heard earlier in this season that there's a thing called the entourage effect, and because of the terpenes that are found in other fruits and vegetables that we eat, such as mangoes, them in the combination with smoking weed boost your high. If you eat mangoes and then smoke a blunt, you'll be higher than if you didn't eat the mangoes first.
Oh, yeah.
Mangoes within the proximity of you smoking weed will elevate your high because there's certain chemical compounds that start to dance with each other within you, basically. Pause. Right. all right, so you take a couple little slices of the fruit. You put it inside of the ice tray. You put, you need slices of fruit, right? You need a quarter teaspoon of cannabis infused honey. You're going to need 5 to 15 drops of the tincture. You're going to freeze for about 30 minutes to help the honey and the tincture adhere to the fruit, right? So you just have the fruit, the honey, the tincture. It's inside the ice ball tray. Freeze that. After that's frozen a little bit, then you pour in water. Then you freeze for about 8 hours or overnight. So you can make this at night. They'll be ready for the next day. Then you take a couple of these highballs, maybe one or two of them, and you could drop it into a non-alcoholic beverage, right? So then as it melts, it starts to infuse the beverage, you know what I'm saying? And it has the fruit flavor in there, so it knocks out any remnants of the weed taste that some people don't like in their edibles or infusions. Boom. So this is a great way for you to celebrate on like a thing like New Year's, you know what I'm saying, without getting drunk. For some people, they would prefer to just get high and not get drunk. Well, you can cheers too, you know what I'm saying, with your hippie highball using your ice dragon tincture. And how else are you going to learn how to make shit like this without fucking higher learning?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back, and then somebody going to put 5 on it. We're going to be talking NBA shit on higher learning.
My kind of talk.
Runga vibes. Oh, yeah.
Who got 5?
Who got 5?
Where's your five?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's your five? Who putting up on the sack?
Who got 5?
Hey, all right. Top 5 NBA.
Ladies and gentlemen, just know when he gets this way, it's a good day. All right.
Top 5 NBA dynasties / teams of all time.
Oh, this is easy.
Okay.
No order. Lakers, Celtics, Bulls, Warriors, and Heat.
Okay, hold on. Stop. I can't let you get away with that.
Why?
Which Lakers are we talking about? Which
Celtic? Oh, we're not talking as a whole, like franchise.
Okay, you know what? You're right.
Like in the history, right? Like Lakers as a franchise. History.
Yeah, you know what? That's what we will do that for this. Oh. I will get us in more depth later on this season.
But you want to know what teams in history?
But
is.
I don't want to do that right now. Okay. I want to let us stick with what you already did. Okay. All right. So what were they again? What was your five?
It was L.A.
All right.
Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bulls.
All right.
Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
And Miami Heat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs.
You got that.
And without having any numbers in front of me going raw pause is
you better not
the Utah Jazz.
No, you can't throw them in there. They don't got no championships. That team was good. Carl Malone and
is Miami really in this list?
I mean,
yes, they are.
At 4 years, they won two rings. They are. They are.
Yeah, Miami's there. All right, Miami's there. Okay.
I mean, you could throw Golden State over them. They won 3 in 5 years.
I gotta put Miami over Golden State.
Miami did it
with different makeup of the team. They did it with a LeBron led team. Yeah. They did it with a Dwayne Wade and Shaq team.
But that Golden State team, even though they didn't win the championship,
and they were good. And we're always in the running of it back in the Alonzo Mourning days and all that stuff like that back in the day. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, that friend. And they won a ring before the LeBron days and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Top five overall number one draft picks of all time.
Mm. Off Bucks, LeBron number one. Allen Iverson, number two. And people would think some of the greatest players would be number one picks.
But they weren't.
I think Jordan went, three? Kobe went six or eight or something like that. Number one, AI, LeBron. He didn't pan out. Was Lynn Bias number one?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, man. I wish I knew. I don't think so. I think he went number two. Damn. I only got AI and LeBron in my head. Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Anthony Davis.
All right.
I can't think of no old heads. Who else panned out number one?
It's all good, because I'm going to hit you.
I know. And Magic. Did Magic go number one? Larry went number one.
Magic went number one.
All right, I'll throw Magic in there.
All right, so I'm going with Magic.
Uh-huh.
Shaq.
I forgot about Shaq.
Okay, LeBron.
Take AD out, put Shaq in there.
Magic, Shaq, LeBron.
I got the same three.
Then I'm going to give you Allen Iverson.
I got that.
And then I am going to round it out with... And I hate it because... The same reason why I didn't want to put the Spurs in this last five,
mm-hmm.
but Tim Duncan is one of, it has to be top five, number one overall draft picks of all time. I hated the Tim Duncan Spurs. I hated the Robinson Spurs. I've always hated the Spurs. I've hated that Popovich offense. It was always so boring to watch, but it was so dependable. And they won so many games, and I understood why they won. But as a fan, it just wasn't exciting for me. Never been a Spurs fan. But if we're being real right now, I can't leave Tim Duncan out of that list.
I guess.
Mr. Fundamental, the big fundamental, I can't leave him out of that fucking list, yo.
Tim Duncan, man. Just nightmares. Just fucking Chris Bosh up. Fucking him up,
oh, man, yeah. It's definitely crazy. So, you know.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is.
I'm gonna give this one to my bro Sam, man. This is our first out of town trip together. Right now, he in there, not the fuck out, high as a bitch. He getting ready to leave in the morning, man. So, yeah, shout out to bro, man. He stuck around for us, came through. You feel me? Nothing but love, man. It's trophies to the bro Sam the Tap Man. You can follow him at Sam the Tap Man on IG. He is in the tri-state area and. Yeah, go holler at my man. All
right, and I got a trophy for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you definitely created a clutch time situation
that unfortunately
was cut short due to a random phone call from him.
And then we just gonna leave it
at
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. West Coast, yo. Whoever that nigga was. You know
West
what I'm saying?
Coast, yo.
I wonder what that nigga name is written in the phone of it. It always sucks when there's a group of people around and there's one person in the group who has an attachment that the rest of the group doesn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
But she controls the flow of the group because she's driving.
Yeah, right. Always the driver. It's always the driver.
But you still get the trophy for that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't make no awards for that, definitely. If you want to listen to more, go visit our official website at kjandchill.com. You can click on the tab that says Higher Learning. You could also click on a tab that says It's Not Just Me. You know, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can see the new videos and uploads when they come out. Shout outs to everybody who's watching it on Facebook, also IGTV, and anywhere else that I figured out where to upload this shit at. Shout outs to everybody who's not watching but listening. That's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, fucking Amazon, and all kinds of other fucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah.
That's why you're not supposed to smoke and talk.
All right. So on the next episode, which will be when we wake up in the morning.
Yes, sir.
But we'll actually. All right. So listen. You guys know that
don't tell them shit. The next episode is my birthday episode, God damn it, and we are here.